This is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media, the show about life's appetites. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. Okay, here's my call on the next big thing. I think the next gem that we're going to see on chefy food trucks and infusion places is bao. Now, bao's already hitting the coasts, and we are going to love every bite as it sweeps the country. Bao is Asian. It's these little steam buns stuffed with all kinds of things. Eddie Wong is one of the masters of bao and of some intriguing writing and opinions. You can take a look at his video blog on Vice.com. Eddie makes his living making bao at Bao House, his restaurant in New York. Eddie, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be on Splendid Table.
Well, okay, so you do these things called bao, right?
Mm-hmm.
B-A-O.
Yep.
What makes bao? What is bao? Because I've seen different things called by mm-hmm. that same name.
Yeah, well, bao just means bun or bread in Chinese. So, you know, it's even in the Vietnamese language. It's in Chinese. And the thing is that at the very core of bao is Asian sugar dough. So whether you're in East Asia, Southeast Asia, it's white steamed Asian sugar dough. And it comes from China, but it's kind of, you know, taken on various different forms and shapes and utilizations in all different parts of East and Southeast Asia.
But the bao I've been seeing a lot of, and it seems to be growing in popularity, is one that looks like a bun that's stuffed. One side
yes.
of it's open. It's almost like a hamburger roll, a little hamburger
yes.
roll that wasn't cut all the way through.
Yes, and that is a gua bao, and that shape where the bun looks like a taco slider hybrid Frankenstein combination
right,
comes from
right.
Taiwan. Yeah.
Ah, and that's where your family's from, right?
Yes, my father and my mother were both born in Taiwan, and so the gua bao is traditionally filled with braised pork belly, and that's the thing. You put braised pork belly, pickled mustard greens, cilantro, peanuts, and Taiwanese red sugar, and that is the quintessential Taiwanese sandwich.
That sounds so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you. Are there traditional fillings for each kind of bao? You know, the ones
yes.
that you stuff like a dumpling and other forms of it?
Yeah, and I like to talk about bao at the most base level. So at the most base level is mantou, which is using the same dough. And mantou is just a big block of Asian sugar dough steamed. And most of the time it's formed in a block or it'll be twirled. So it'll kind of curl up and you can see the shape of it.
Uh-huh.
And that is kind of our equivalent to the bagel. So a lot of times when describing Asian food, I like to draw parallels to Jewish food because there's so many similarities. And then my grandfather used to sell those in Taiwan and in China. So my family kind of, you know, 50, 60 years ago, they were making the bagel, and then now we're kind of doing the slider, the Taiwanese version.
So this bagel style, this twist, really, how was that eaten? Was it dipped in a sauce? You know, did it have something on top of it? Or was it just the bread?
That's a great question. It is just bread. It's very proletariat food, but you always eat it with hot soy milk or mi jiang, which is a rice and peanut drink. So, you know, when it's cold in the morning in Beijing or wherever you are, you wake up in the morning, you drink a soy milk, and you have a mantou.
Ah. All right. Mm-hmm. Now we've got the round steamed buns that you find in the dim sum places. What
yeah.
are the traditional fillings there?
So the traditional filling in an enclosed bao that looks like a dumpling with a knot on the top would be cha so bao, and that is the red caramelized roasted pork that's inside. And then you'll also at times have pork and Chinese chives, yellow chives. And then you'll also have a shu bao, which is yellow Chinese chives, some egg, some mung bean noodles and such. And it's a vegetarian version.
I see.
One thing I forgot to bring up too is with the mantou, which is the kind of bagel form, they'll also sometimes cut it open or stuff it with dried pork sung, which is like a very, very popular kind of topping that we use in congee, on any sorts of bread. We'll put it in rice balls, but dried pork sung is kind of the proletariat protein jerky of choice in East Asia.
So it's a pork jerky, actually?
Yeah, it's a dried pork jerky that's kind of shredded. Sometimes you'll see the translation as pork floss or pork sung.
Pork floss. Could you spell that?
Yeah, pork floss is P-O-R-K space F-L-O-S-S. And the brand that I like is Formosa brand from Taiwan.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. And what
it's really good.
What does it taste like?
You know, it's interesting, and this is one thing that I always find interesting about Asian food is that we like to do things that I call sweet meat, meaning we always have a little more sugar in our savory dishes than maybe American food does until you go to the South. In the South, they really understand this concept of sweet meat as well. But
right.
The pork floss is very, it has that savory umami and the essence of pork, and then it has the kind of base notes from the animal protein, and it has a little soy component to it as well. It's kind of sweet and savory, and it's just a great jerky topping.
So as far as making this bun now, is there a particular technique? It's a steamed bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it sort of a straight white yeast bread with sugar added?
It is, and it's a little bit of sugar added. It's very much like Wonder Bread in a lot of ways. If you Google and find an Asian sugar dough recipe and a Wonder Bread recipe, they're very, very similar.
Yeah, because that's what it always reminds me of, except the fillings are just amazing. And that seems to be the big deal now. Everybody's doing these cross-cultural or very inventive fillings. Are you into that as well?
I'll be honest. I'm really not too into the cross-cultural fillings. Like, we've done a few, and people liked it, and it was very interesting. But at the end of the day, after running those specials for a year with different flavors, I said, you know what? Why give people options that I wouldn't want to eat on a daily basis? You know, so I kind of started to limit the options at the restaurant because I want people to eat it in what I feel is the best form, which is that pork belly. And I love a Taiwanese fried chicken chop inside of it. So I really like to keep a Taiwanese flavor profile with my bows. And also because that Asian sugar dough is so unique. It has a very, very particular flavor, especially because we steam ours in lotus leaves. So if you buy these baos at the Chinese grocery store, it's totally fine to buy them frozen. The quality is not affected. Try to steam them in lotus leaves. The lotus leaves will give it flavor, and they'll give it a little interesting color too, and it kind of has a nose to it like rose water or jasmine when it comes out of the steamer.
Wonderful. And you can usually find those at Chinese markets, Asian markets as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Lotus leaves are very, very... It's not an Asian market if you don't have lotus leaves.
And are they usually frozen?
No, the lotus leaves come dried and you want to steep them. It's a very simple steeping process. The boughs do usually come frozen, and I'm telling you, like, that's how most people are making them. You know, like, the sugar dough is so simple. It's almost like if you went to a Texas barbecue place or Arthur Bryant's and you're like, did you make your own white bread? You really don't. It's kind of fine as is.
I understand. Eddie, thank you. This has been a great primer. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You can taste Eddie Wong's bao at his Bao House restaurant in New York. His memoir, Fresh Off the Boat, will be published this spring.